Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Kim Kardashian. Paris Hilton. Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E.
Well, look at you.
All right, honey, buddy, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Here, hammer. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Boy, it was powerful. This is a no-win situation. I'll give you a call in about an hour and a half. You know what I mean?
Publishing. You finished your book. Now let Charisse Kateri Cox and Purple Diamond Publishing help you become a best-selling success. And also our newest and latest sponsor, Tipster. If you're an artist, author, filmmaker, musician, and you would like to share your books, films, or music to help during the stressful time of the pandemic and get tipped each time your project is downloaded, just email me, Ellen at MVPOnDemand.com, and I will tell you all the information that you need to know to get started with Tipster. And now, without further ado, the number one radio personality, Brian the Hammer Jackson.
Good morning, Ellen. As you can tell, I'm under the weather. Can you hear my voice?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I can hear you.
Yeah. Oh, my voice. It's horrible. I think I got the virus.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You know, but like every great soldier, before me, after me, during me, we're going to march on and do this right. So this is a good voice. Never mind me.
Really?
I might die during the show, but good ratings. Let's say hello to Chef Yummy Charisse. Good morning, Charisse.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Where's the tea?
Oh, the tea. I didn't have time to take the tea. I got my orange juice in my glass with the ice because I like I put my orange juice on the rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that reminds me of a song. Remember that song? I'll see. Who sings this song? Love on the Rocks. Ain't no surprise.
Neil Diamond.
That's
Neil
right.
Diamond?
I do a good Neil Diamond when I'm sick.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Sweet Caroline. Good times, mean. All right, Ellen, we may tag team you, and you may take the interview. Is this 912? Is this the sweet Laverne that I think she is? But Ellen will see her first, and I'll talk to the peoples.
Yeah, that's Laverne.
Oh,
that's
I got, Laverne. Ooh. Let me say
morning.
Hello. Good morning, Angel.
Hello to you. Good morning, and good day, and good afternoon, wherever you are in the world.
That's right. Only Laverne.
Good morning.
We're going to have a good day. We have a busy show today. I mean, it's starting from the beginning to
yeah,
the end.
Well, you know what? You know what? We might have a problem.
What?
Because our guest, she emailed me just a few minutes ago, and she said that her phone company is charging her. I sent her the link to see if she can get in that way, but as you can see, she's not in the studio, and I haven't gotten an email from her.
I wonder, I know we had this problem. If I call on T-Mobile, they'll charge you a penny a minute. I wonder if I invite her.
I did that.
Through
that.
The studio?
She,
did you do it through the studio?
Yeah. I did that, but she's not here yet, and I haven't gotten an email from her let me know whether it's working or not.
Hey, I can't solve the world problems. I got famine going on. I got the coronavirus going on. I got people going on. I could only solve so many problems. I'm just a mortal. And here it is. You're right, and thank you, Ellen, for doing what you're doing. Here's all I have to say about that. Hey. This is the number one show in the morning with the number one host and the number one A-team, which is the crew, the morning crew. Sometimes you got to pay to play, baby. You got to play to play. You know what I'm saying?
You got to pay to play.
And you got to the other way, too. And, you know, sometimes I'm going to tell you something. I had a band once called The Losers. You didn't hear us much. Nobody bought our albums. But what I'm trying to say is, when you're a musician and you play in L.A., you got to pay. You got to pay to play. I mean, you're playing the barkeeper or whatever, the bar, and then sometimes people sell the tickets, so you make up that way. Sorry. It's like, you know, things cannot be handed to you. It's hard. And it's called sacrifice. Reminds me of the Lord. Time to go to Church Hammer. And maybe we could learn something while we're at church right now. But she's probably listening. But the truth thing of it is we can't, you know, I am not, we can't control that. It depends on how much it means to you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't fault her. I understand completely. But all I know is that if I was a musician, I had a chance of going to radio, and they're going to charge me a penny a minute, I think I'm worth 60 minutes is what? A penny a minute, 60, what is it, $6? Help me out. Somebody do the math.
60 cents. Wait,
if
no,
you're,
$60.
No, wait a minute.
$6.
No. No, a penny?
$6.
It's a penny? No. It's a.
$6.
It's what? No.
Wouldn't it be
no.
$6?
No. A penny a minute.
Mm-hmm.
A penny a minute. Mm-hmm. 5 minutes.
Time.
It's one. Is it $1, Cherise?
No, it's not even $1 because 100 pennies is $1.
Right.
Well, okay, 30 minutes is. For a penny is 30 cents.
Right.
So it would be 60 cents, like I said.
Right. Right. It would be 60 cents. So if I'm not worth 60 cents with the greatest show in the morning, 2 minutes will be 2 cents. 3 minutes will be 3 minutes will be 3 cents, right? 4 minutes
mm-hmm.
will be 4 cents.
Mm-hmm.
60 minutes will be 60 cents. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not even a dollar. It's not a dollar. So, if I'm not worth 60 cents, not even a dollar, there's a preacher called Creflo Dollar. I'm like Brian 50 Cent. I'm not worth it. Well, can I mean, I have to look at that, ladies. I have to look at it like it's a business, right? I mean, damn. Well, you know what we're going to do, Ellen?
What?
We are prepared for situations like this. We are prepared for it. As soon as we find something, and we'll be ready in a minute. Because we are live. We're live on the air. We're live on the air.
Yeah, okay. That's like what you said yesterday. I need you to take the interview. Okay, let me find something. I need you to take the show with your go-to story. Okay, let me find a go-to.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we were talking about a doctor the other day, and Charisse and Laverne will help me out. You're right, Ellen. And we were talking, and it was Doctor Who. Not Doctor Who. I'm not in a time machine. It was, I'm the doctor. Who was the doctor, the healing doctor we were talking about? Doctor, Laverne?
Sebi.
S-E what?
S-E-B-I.
S-E-B-I. Let's go to, okay, I got Dr. Pepper, Dr. Sebi. He heals
pepper.
Too.
Would you like to be a pepper too?
That's right. Dr. Sebi's cell food was. He has cell food? C-E-L-L? He's a.
I didn't
know that. And if you don't know who Dr. Sebi is, I mean, his real name is Alfredo Bowman. I hope I'm on the same guy, right? Yeah, that's Dr. Sebi, right? He's from Honduras. Mm-hmm. Did he die in Honduras?
Wow.
I believe so. Not positive, but I believe so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, here's a little bit about Dr. Sebi. I would call him would you say he's an herbalist? Would that be correct? Or no?
Yeah.
I would call
him herbalist.
Yeah,
okay.
That's their call when they do stuff with herbs. They're an herbalist.
I smoked a little herbalist the other day, so I could be an herbalist.
You're an herbalpreneur.
I am. Well, his real name is Alfredo. I am. His real name is Alfredo Darrington Bowman. He's better known as Dr. Sebi, S-E-B-I. I didn't know he died. He died in
2016.
Yeah, just recently. He died about 4 years ago. Very recently. Dr. Sebi, he's a Honduran. He's an herbalist. I guess good. And he's also an acclaimed healer. So we're going to still go on this theory. He's a acclaimed healer. And he practiced in the United States for a period of time in the late 20th and early 21st century. He's Honduran. And He had some books called The Aculine Herbal Medicine Book, Dr. Sebi, How to Naturally Detox the Liver, Reverse Diabetes and High Blood Pressure through Dr. Sebi with his Aculine Diet. And he has recipes in that. Then he had another book called Dr. Sebi Approved Herbs, which cleanses and heals. Herbs. It cleanses, it heals, and revitalize. Yeah, you tried doing a, you cold read. Yeah, look at me. You know, we vitalize your body with Dr. Sebi's herbs by adopting an alkaline diet. I wonder what is an alkaline diet through Dr. Sebi. Let's take a look at him. I don't know what that diet is, but it's going to sound good. So do you guys want to, I hope you guys, what do you call it? You know, be patient with me because I really like to hear. You even have something about Dr. Sebi with the diet cancer cure. And here's some of the questions that people ask with Dr. Sebi. Dr. Sebi for Cure for Cancer is a comprehensive guide for cancer treatment using Dr. Oculine Diet. Alfredo Bowman, popularly known as Dr. Sebi, is a renowned holistic doctor who cured several terminal diseases with the use of herbs, spices, and unique vegan diet that reverse all diseases in his body. And these are some of the questions. How can I fight cancer naturally? These are just some of the questions before we get into it. According to Dr. Sebi, you eat plenty of fruits and vegetables. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins and nutrients that are thought to reduce the risk of some types of cancer. Sip green tea throughout your day. Eat more tomatoes. Use olive oil. Snack on grapes. That's his... what herbs are good for cancer? There are some examples of plants that are used in breast cancer. For example, let me know if you ladies heard of these things. Ginkgo, G-I-N-K-O? Ginkgo, mm-hmm. Anybody? Okay.
Yeah.
Golden?
Ginkgo is also good for memory.
Oh, yep. Is it really?
Ginkgo biloba. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's called Ginkgo biloba.
Wow. Golden seal. Anybody heard of golden seal?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Ginseng. I've heard of that.
Yep.
Garlic.
Yeah.
I can't pronounce this other one. Is it Echinacea?
Echinacea.
Right.
Echinacea.
Very good. Aloe vera and sal pimento. These herbs, many types of these native herbs are used in American Indians. For example, black cohosh, C-O-H-O-S-H, cohosh?
Cohosh.
Wow, you are so educated in this field, Charisse. Now, these are the foods, right before we go to Dr. Sebi, these are foods, what he said, not to eat. Can anybody guess one? Oh, well, you can't. Well, these are foods to avoid. Can you? Okay. Let's see what you got.
I can. One, broccoli.
These are. Let me see here. I think you're right because I remember he's saying that. Yep.
Awesome.
You are absolutely right. Nice job, Laverne.
Anything
which one, Charisse?
Anything that's a hybrid, you should not eat.
Right.
The hybrids are broccoli, cauliflower, certain vegetables, certain fruits are hybrids. Some oranges are hybrids. Some apples are hybrids. You have to be careful.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. You guys are right on this, man. You guys are right on this. You're absolutely right. Laverne and Charisse is on this. Unfortunately, I lost the page that I was talking on. Sorry about that, guys. So we're going to go right to... people were listening. Your nephew is there. I'm reading Charisse. I rarely read Facebook when I'm on the air because... I invited the producer Derek Ricky Nelson to the show because I thought we were going to have a talent and we move people forward. And he says, I can't wait to hear this person. Hey, I'm sorry, Derek. No, Derek's a professional. You know, he's busy. He's working all the time. When he gets a break, and if I asked him, he's so polite and he's so nice to the show that he would take out a little bit of time just to support us. Ellen, support the show and support new artists. And he made arrangements to listen to her. And I have to apologize now. I guess maybe we should do the show. We're not worth 50 cent. We're not worth 50 cent. As you can, it's so funny. I'm getting right back to Dr. Seppi. Trust me. I'm getting right back to him. Oh, fuck it. Let's go to Dr. Seppi. You don't need me to go off. I can't relate. You know, I'm just thinking about what I did for my career, the money that I paid to launch my career. You know what I'm talking about, Charisse, Laverne, Ellen? The sacrifice I did for my career. I'm gonna leave our show. We're not worth 50 cents. 60 cents, man. 60 cents. 60 cents.
I mean, and
I can't get it out of my head.
Been,
sorry, guys.
It wouldn't have even been 60 cents. It would have only been 45.
It probably would. Yeah, it would have been 45. It would have been 45 cents, not even 50 cents. I wonder what she's going to buy today. That's going to cost more than 45 cents. I wonder. And I wonder if that's going to launch your career to the number one start. The number one start. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I know. Don't get bored yet. I'm hanging in there. I just have to vent.
No. I'm not getting bored. But remember the conversation that we had.
We had a lot, sweetheart.
You have to put money towards what you want. That is the only way. If you're unwilling to spend on yourself, then why should anybody else spend on you?
I agree. I freaking agree, man. I freaking agree. Yeah, you know, you look at it that way. If you don't spend any money on yourself, why should anybody spend money on you? It's like when these people come on. I understand that you give them a little taste with free. We all did it when we're in business. We call it a free trial. But I've seen artists just give away shit, just give away shit, just give away shit. And I had this one artist, and I said to her, she would see people on a show. They would do a book, and next thing you know, they would call her. She would do these books for free really quickly. And she would edit. And you know how painful and editing a book is? Oh, my God. Yeah. These people used to send her a book. I said, what are you doing? She goes, well, I'm editing a book. I go, why? Well, how much are you getting paid for it? Nothing. I go, why are you editing a book? Because they were on your show and I'm doing them a favor. I said, you know what? When you give away your work and you do it for free, you have no value in yourself. Put a dollar on that. At least put some value on yourself. Because nobody respects free shit because it has no value. They respect shit that you have to work for because they put some work in it. That's value. They sacrifice value. Even friendship. You know, you work on friendship. Sometimes friendship let you down, but you value that friendship and you say, oh, hell no. I'm going to work on this friendship because it has value. Am I wrong here? Talk to me.
No, you're not.
So if you don't put value in.
Yeah, you put value on something, you're going to work for it and make it last longer and you're going to make it the best it can be.
Yeah. So, you know, remember
the thing that I told you.
Right.
Okay, I would go shopping in our store.
Oh, yeah, you did. You did. You really
and
did.
And you keep asking, okay, why do you keep shopping in your store when you don't have to?
Go ahead.
I'm shopping in the store. Because there are things in there that I like. I put things in there that I would like to buy, and most likely other people want to buy them too. If I'm shopping in the store and other people see it, then they'll shop in the store because they'll say, oh, wow, okay, you know, she shops in her own store. That's like a chef, and Charisse can probably agree with me. You know, they get to the point where they don't like eating their own cooking anymore. But if you eat your own cooking and people see you eating your own cooking and you're a chef and you have the opportunity to go to any other restaurant that you want to, but you're still eating at your restaurant, people are going to put value in it and say, okay, well, she eats there or she shops there, so it must be really good.
And not to mention, Charisse even believes in it. She put her own money in it as a sponsor. I have to take myself up the mic so we can hear Dr. Seppi because you can't hear him if I'm on air. So let me disconnect myself. I'm going to play a song, and I want you to listen to Dr. Seppi. They came after this man for practicing without a license. I haven't really listened to Dr. Seppi, to be honest with you, but I would almost put him almost as a holy man. And when I mean a holy man, it was spiritual and he believes in organic and he believes in natural and herbists and stuff. I would almost put him as a spiritual man. Wouldn't you, Laverne or Sharice and Ellen? I would almost put him at that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to unplug myself. Give us a minute. I agree with you, Ellen, 100%. You got to put money in its value. And I was listening to you. I got to unplug myself so we can hear Dr. Seppi. And so we're going to be right back with Dr. Seppi. This man is, you should get his book. I do recommend his book. And give me a minute. And let's see. I'm going to play a song that all of us can like. Oh, here's a song that all of us like. Listen to this.
What's up, everybody? This is JC, a.k.a. Triple Threat here. And when I get my crazy fix, I tune into Hammer 96.7 weekdays, 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern.
Hey, this is Torito with Triple Threat Productions. When I want to get my crazy fix, I tune into Hammer 96.7 weekdays, 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern.
That was just beautiful music right there. Just beautiful. I love that song. All right, after this song, here's a song I think Laverne's going to like. Here's a song I think Sharice is going to like. And I think even Ellen's going to like. All you have to do is close your eyes for a little bit. It's Friday. We got a really great show. It's 12 minutes. I'll get unplugged as fast as I can. Here we go. We'll be right back with Dr. Seppi. Dr. Seppi, can you guys hear me? Can you hear me, Ellen? Because you're the only one at mic. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, yep. Here we go. Dr. Seppi. All right. See the good doctor. I'm not getting sound. Why am I not getting sound? I am not getting sound at all. Yeah, my speaker's on.
All right. And King's in the studio. He came in the studio to hear his friend.
Well, King is the guy, man. I love it. Talk to King, and let me see if I can fix this sound really quick. And ask King Saturday. I need King for an interview if he's available. So go ahead and talk to King.
Okay.
Let me see if I can fix the sound.
Okay.
Oh, I know why. I still have my headphones plugged in. But say hello to King. Where is he? Where is that King? Oh, he's right there. Here's a little bit of Dr. Seppi. Here you go. Okay.
Bring patients, a patient into court from each each of those maladies and that you have multiple patients in court?
Here we go.
One testified themselves and that you had medical records, one showing that they were victims of the disease and then showing that it had been cured by one doctor and then a second doctor verifying what the first doctor had said.
Yes. We have to remember this, that whenever you make a statement that goes against the grain, you better be prepared. You better be prepared. The judge said that I had to bring one of every patient that I had cured, and there was one that said others. The others was a man that came from Italy. He was paralyzed. But
Brian?
I was supposed to take 9.
Yes, you can't hear it?
No, I can hear it. No, I can hear it. King's here, and he had a suggestion, but I told him to mention it to you and see what you thought about it.
Okay. Well, okay. Go ahead.
What's going on, Brian?
What's up, my brother?
Yeah, I was thinking. You know, if she wants to, I can call off my phone and then call into the studio and do it that way. You know.
I love you as my brother. You know that. You know
yes.
that. I love you as my brother. But
yes.
You would not respect me. You know, King, when you. And you know, because I know what you went through. I know what you went through with Pastor, I even forgot his name, CEO or something.
Don.
Oh, yeah,
Pastor
Don Jr. Yeah, yeah.
And I was with you, my brother, when you got frustrated with other producers and everything. You called him out.
Oh, yeah.
You called that big producer out. You got some balls on you. You did. But I look at it this way, King. I really look at it this way. I understand, but I feel that she spit on me and she slapped me in the face because, one, this is prime time radio time. No offense.
Yeah.
I don't know her. I'm not saying anything. I'm just talking to you as a brother and a businessman. That's what I'm looking at. And I have T-Mobile, and when I call on my cell phone, it is $1. It's a penny a minute because I know the cost because I've done it. And I had to look at this, King. I am not worth 45 cents.
Brian, she's in the studio. She managed to
call
in.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Let me handle this, King. You know what's going on here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying. I'm just like a businessman.
I had Metro PCS just like that, too, and it stopped me from calling to a lot of studios, and I had to switch over to Verizon real quick. So, I feel where you was going with it.
Well, that's right.
PCS is full of shit, though, man.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm behind my business. Hello?
Yes, hi. How are you doing?
Oh, how I'm doing, girl. You know how I'm doing, girl. You're late, girl. You don't tell me how I'm doing. I got the studio and everything, girl.
Listen. I had to download Skype in order to even
tell me what you got to do. You got to be on time. That's what you got to be. I know, Natalie.
Natalie, the link that I sent you to work. Right, be quiet.
Hello,
Natalie. It didn't work.
I know. We don't have much time for chit chat because we got another show. Natalie, thank you for coming in. You know what I mean, Natalie?
Okay.
Natalie.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Yeah, I'm here.
Did you bring any gifts for me? You know, it's payola time.
Listen. I got y'all a song. I emailed y'all.
I put the song in the studio, Brian. Would you like to hear her song?
Yeah, I'm like, let me hear her gift. It better be a number one song. I'm a busy man, an important man.
Okay.
So you bring me a song, it better be number one. You don't bring me no number 22, no number 10. Let's hear your song.
Will you be quiet? This is Natalie Brooks,
my business.
And the name of the song is Start Loving Me. Hold on.
Here you go. This song. It better be a number one song. Don't be coming in here with a number 5. I like it so far.
Thank you.
I'm going to mute everybody so I can listen to this.
Oh, How we gonna breathe? How we gonna breathe? All was lost, taken away from me. Where do we go? I don't know, tell me please. I don't wanna feel the pain that's hurting me. If you could stop my heart from beating, do it please. Cause I don't wanna take no more, can't you see? I'm being torn inside out and it's steady killing me. Call myself on a suicide mission until the headline calls my attention. So sad it's hard for me to lose a man, to let another man go, begging God to release his soul. I was falling in love, why I had to let him go. Wanted love from a man when I should have been loving me. How we gonna breathe? All was lost, taken away from me. Where do we go? I don't know, tell me please. I don't wanna feel the pain that's hurting me. If you could stop my heart from beating, do it please. Cause I don't wanna take no more, can't you see? I'm being torn inside out and it's steady killing me.
All right.
Wow. That was awesome. I like
that.
Well,
she left the studio. She left the studio. Really quickly, King, out of 1 and 5, what do you rate the song?
Man, I give that 10 stars. And what's going on with you, Miss Natalie? Miss
Miss Natalie left.
She left.
She left. She played her song and left. All right, Laverne, what do you give the song? Yeah, King. I know, King. I know. But we did our job. Yeah,
oh,
what
yeah.
do you think of the music?
The music is nice, very nice, relaxing, soothing. I like
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm. What do you give it? Out of 1 to 5 stars, what do you give it, Laverne?
Out of 1 to 5, I would give it a 4.
Uh-oh. Wow, that's high praise. Charisse, what do you give it, 1 out of 5?
I like the message because basically that's what women do all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to stop it. The music was nice. Her voice was powerful.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah, I have to give her a 5. She came with all sorts of elements to a song.
Yeah. Wow. Ellen, what do you give it?
I give it a 10. I love the song. I love the music. I love the message. I love the power behind it.
Right. Because of time restraint, we got another show. Go ahead, King.
She going to be having me going up to females talking about, I want you to start loving me.
yeah.
But that was real nice, though, you know what I mean? So, yeah, that was real nice. And if she's listening, I just want to give her a huge shout-out, and I want to thank her for coming on the show and keep on bringing the hot music.
Yeah, I'm saying it's off the hook. I loved it. She got a powerful voice. She's very talented. I give her a 5. Let her know that we all gave her a 5 of her music. And thank her for coming in. You know, I had to do my thing. You know what I mean, King? She may not like what I did, but guess what else I did with all that noise? I don't like his attitude. I don't have to be... Listen, lady, I played your song. All said and done, I played your song. And I'm going to play it again. I think you have talent. I was playing with you. I want to thank you for coming in, Miss Brooks. I think you have a very powerful voice, like Cherie said. I think you're very talented. We'll just work on getting in on time a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
because the managers, they get a light when you make them lose money if you're late for a gig.
Man.
Right. I was in the middle of that.
I'm telling you, if you're late with this, and you
manager,
if you rent that studio and you're late, yeah.
I mean, even if you're even if you're late for a live gig, those managers get pissed.
Yeah.
Not only that,
I had Derek Ricky Nelson here.
I can tell you a certain story.
Yeah, we don't have time, but yeah, I hear what you're saying because we got witches waiting for us, and I'm not going to piss off some witches. But I pulled in some
Ryan.
Of my people. I pulled in some of my people to listen to her, and one of the person was Gmo with Earth, Wind, and Fire, because he's now producing. You know I got some juice, Ken.
So
you know I pulled my people.
Both of them were listening, Derek. So
yeah.
Ricky Nelson and Gmo were listening.
They're listening. Well, I think they prevailed out because she. No, but I'll be honest with you. When they heard that she was not here, they left. I mean, I could see.
Yeah.
They came in. They wanted to hear her as a favor to me. And so I look like an idiot. But I can't deny her talent.
At the end of the day, she made herself look like an idiot. And if she's listening, I'm not calling you an idiot or anything. But this is business. You got to treat like a business if you're serious.
I'm like Suge Knight.
You know what I'm saying?
You're like Suge Knight.
Shit. You know, I take this shit serious. You know what I mean? And if I'm bringing
you in
to help you out and you late, then, hey, you just fucked yourself. You know what I mean? Don't worry about me.
Yeah.
Don't worry about me bringing you on nothing else. You know what I mean? Business is business. You know what I mean? And regardless of the cell phone service you had, she had enough time to have everything prepared and ready to go. You know what I mean? So, business is business. Now we can carry
it
on.
Is.
I may hear some witches.
That's
right. I may see what kind of broom I can get on. You know what I mean? Bring on the witches.
Oh, God.
Bring on the witches.
Look, I saw your post yesterday, and I was saying, oh, my God, that's from King?
Well, we're ready to know where the witches are waiting. As far as her talent go, she's off the hook. She's off the chain. She is good. King, I don't know who's behind her. If she's with you, she's in good hands, but I don't know who's managing her. I don't know who's promoting her, but she's going to need a team because she's going to need a team. Talent could only get you so far, but you got to impress the big guys. You really got to be serious because when you do this, people are not going to take you serious. All kidding aside.
No.
And no matter how good you are,
for herself because you had two powerhouses in the studio waiting for you.
Right.
Yeah.
And
you got to be professional in this game.
Yep. And I don't know if what I said just a few minutes ago, I don't know if what I said a few minutes ago, if I was wrong, but I'm just being honest, you know what I mean? Because I take this shit serious. Like that's why I haven't been doing a whole lot because I want to make sure I have all my ducks in a row. Like, the only thing I got left to really do is give me another EPK since Don Jr., you know, fucked me over. But like I say, God is good though, so I'm not complaining.
We're gonna hook you up with that, King. We've been so busy and everything, and because Charisse is right here, she's like Miss EPK.
Send me your information and I will do it for you.
Oh my God, King!
I'll inbox you after the show.
Okay.
You see the connections when you come into the studio, man?
Yes.
You see the connections?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, King was here when we had major people on this thing. Right, King? I mean, we're not playing. We had major acts in here. All right, y'all, the witches are waiting. What happens is that I have to kill this show, and everybody has to call back in, and let's talk to some of these witches. Real-life witches, King. Real-life witches. And last thing I want to do is piss off some witches. All right, everybody, thank you for listening to the show. Natalie, as far as your talent goes, you are powerful, girl. The song is off the hook. I'm talking about your talent. We have to, upgrade some of
the
social skills. Yeah, we'll work on the timing. King will work with her. King will work with her. King knows the ropes. All right. I got to go. Witches, up next.
All right, I'll be back.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, Matt. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.